Connecting support for
1099B cost basis.
Thank you for calling Fidelity Investments. My name is Alan. Could I have your first and last name, please?
Deborah.
Hello, Ms. Kronk. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. I understand you're calling about your 1099B cost basis. Is that right?
Yeah. I sold and closed out an account under your Fidelity Growth and Income. My 1099B shows the cost or other basis as unknown. And I'm trying to find out how I can get something that would give me a cost basis for this.
Okay. Okay. Let me take a look here. Okay. So it looks like you've held the fund for quite some time then. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So prior to 2012, cost basis did not have to be reported. So there's no way for us to generate that cost basis for you. We recommend you work with a tax advisor to come up with an estimated cost basis when you report that to the IRS.
Well, my August 17th, 2017 report from you had a cost basis number shown.
For all lots? For the entire position?
Yeah.
Okay. See here, that's an individual account. All right, let me do a quick bit of research. Do you mind holding Ms. Kronchuk? We're up here with,
no.
with you. Thank you. Hello, Ms. Kronchuk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for holding. I appreciate your patience. First thing I did was took a look at the statements. I think you might be looking at the Roth IRA statement, because I do see for the Roth IRA we have cost basis. But for the most recent statement for the individual account, it is unknown on there. So I wanted to keep looking back to see if we could establish when it was the position was established. And I saw that you transferred it from the UGMA account last year. So I looked into the UGMA account, and I'm looking at the history of the position. And I'm showing that in 2001 it was transferred into this UGMA account. Do you know where from that position was transferred in?
Oh, I'm sorry. You just lost me. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. Tom, can you give me that statement again? Okay. Say again what you said. We transferred it into this UGMA from somewhere else in 2001, you said?
Right. That's what I'm showing here in our system. It was a transfer in, and it came over without the cost basis, which is not at all uncommon for a position that's that old.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it doesn't have cost basis. It didn't come over with the transfer.
Okay, well, I'm pulling out my statement that I was looking at, so I want to be sure that I was of what I was looking at.
Sure.
Okay, I'm looking at a statement for UGMATX from it was May 18, 2017 to August 17, 2017. The value was $6,515. And it shows a cost basis of $5,234.89.
Okay, I was looking at the individual account. Let me look at the August for the UGMA. Let's see here.
What's the only? And it's the only account that shows on this statement.
I'm sorry, repeat the dates for me of that statement.
Sure, May 18th, 2017 to August 17, 2017.
May to August 2017, huh? Let's see here. And what page are you looking at on that statement?
Second page.
What's the account number that's listed there in the top right-hand corner?
Yeah, 2AY.
And it says May 18, August 17.
May 18, yes, August 17.
Why don't I see that is the question now. and it says the cost basis specifically is?
Total cost basis, yes. $5,234.89.
It's account ending in 8, and it's that FGRIX, is that right?
FGRIX/027, it says.
Okay. Do you mind another minute, Ms. Kronchuk? I'll be right back with you.
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for holding. I know it's been a long wait today, and I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I owe you another apology. Here's what happened. Digging around, I'm still waiting for my team to pick up to figure out what happened here. But it looks like we had your social off by a letter, so we had to change that. in September of last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that's why when I was searching your profile, I don't know why on earth all those UGMA statements had just vanished. So I found another way to search for it, and I'm looking at the same thing you are now. Page 2 for that account ending in 8741. I do see we have a total cost basis listed there.
Right.
I don't know why it's there and not on your 1099. So that's what I'm trying to find out now. Now that I have the proof here, I'll be right back with you to find give you a status, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Here's what we found out. Because it was transferred from a custodial account into your name, that's the reason why the cost basis didn't carry over. So when you report it, you can report using the cost basis that you see on that statement there. That's absolutely fine. But the what we do recommend, though, is if you speak, you might want to speak to a tax advisor, because the IRS might want to know why funds that were Casey's were moved to your account, because those UGMA accounts, they have to be used for the minor, even if they are, you know, in their 30s or whatever it may be. So keep that in mind. But the cost basis you see on that tax form is correct. So keep a copy of that just in case you need it. But again, we just recommend you speak to a tax advisor regarding any other supplemental documentation you might need for that those UGMA funds.
Okay. Great. I appreciate it.
Sure. I appreciate your patience, Ms. Is there anything else
I
can do for you today?
That's it. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.